No, I'm just
you're
asking.
Either,
no.
You're high. You're either high or you're either drunk or high or something. You know, you obviously have a serious problem.
Huh?
You have toilet.
Toilet?
Yeah, for making shit. A toilet.
Oh, you take shit all the time, guys.
Yeah, but that's why I need a toilet to make a shit.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, we
are tired,
but don't take any
of the
medicine
right
now,
okay? I fuck you, son of a bitch. I fuck you, you understand?
Why do you say
you
that?
You so stupid, you fuck you, son of a bitch. You the mother.
If you can't answer my questions, then I'm just going to hang up.
Well, four. Well, hang up, man. Four.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, Space Cats, what's up?
Hey.
I'm Carlito. I am your host for tonight. In the name of Allah, the Magnificent, the All-Powerful, and the Merciful, we are here.
Yes.
Thanks all for tuning in on this fine post-election day of 2010. Wow, was that interesting. Wow, we fucked. we're so fucked.
Yay. We
are so fucked as a country. Americans are listening, watching right now. Anyway, more on that later. I'm Carlito. Tuck's here. We're going to do a show. We missed a show last week due to problems.
Yeah, problems.
Those problems should not be occurring again tonight.
Hope not. I don't want to sit for like 2 hours playing Halloween music waiting for you to come back.
2 hours of Halloween, alright, nice. You know, it's Milkman's birthday, I didn't even call him, I'm not kidding you. I didn't get a chance to call him.
Bastard. He hates you now.
He does. That's right. He won't answer this number because he thinks it's the collector.
Of course not.
Hang on, let's see if I can reach him. Let me try to connect him here. He has no idea we're doing a show. He'd be mad.
You were kind of far away, by the way, on your phone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sit.
Skype, so.
I'll fix it. Thank you. How's this, Tuck? Any better? Milkman, you there?
Hey, he,
Milkman?
He's not entering if he is.
Milkman?
Nope. He's in the fuck that. Oh,
fuck that.
Oh,
I don't know
who
this is. This is a collector.
Do I sound better yet, Tuck, or am I still...
Yeah, you're good now. You're aces now.
Man, aces. Alright, everybody. Send in your request to me, Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, AOL... and Yahoo Instant Messengers, once again, that's Madhouse Radio. You can also send me requests on madhouse@live.com if you're using MSN. Again, MSN users, madhouse@live.com. Or just hit us up in the madhouselive.com room, webpage rather. There's a chat room there. Other ways we can figure out how to... There's no excuse for not being able to send in your prank request to me, basically.
None at all. No excuses.
No goddamn excuse. So,
turn out and vote. Whose fault is it? Exactly.
That's right. So the Democrats retained, or they lost, I think, what, 4 seats in the Senate. Lost the House by a lot.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is no longer speakeress of the House.
Right.
Now it's that boner guy.
Right, great.
And what?
We gained the boner.
We lost Old Crow, and we gained a boner.
That's right.
Things are looking up.
Yep.
Here in Florida, my congressman was Alan Grayson, the very outspoken Alan Grayson. He got killed in a landslide. the mayor that was running for Orlando, Orange County. He was the Democrat, rather, that was running. Got lost by like a good 30-40 percentile points to the Republican, who looks like a chubby version of Sarah Palin. That's going to be fun. The Senate race, thanks to Bill Clinton fucking things up. It was a three-way race between Kendrick Meek, the Democrat. He lost big time, as well as the current governor, Charlie Crist, who dropped from the Republican Party to become independent to run for Senate.
To be the rainbow?
To be the rainbow. A lot of people say he's bi or gay. And the winner is fucking Marco Rubio, who apparently
and
is...
And your mic went out again.
Yeah, I know. I pulled it back up. Did I not, or did it lose yet? Hang on. Maybe I should save it.
There you go. There you are. All right.
Fix? Good. All right. Cool. Roses again. Aces. Thank you. Some other race happened. I don't know, man. What? Yeah, the governor, yes, the governor's race. The Democrat Alex Sink lost by one percentage point to a fucking self-made CEO rich guy who bought his own election. He spent $75 million of his own money running for governor. I forgot his name. Was it Rick Scott? I think that's the guy. He's a Tea Party guy.
Oh boy.
Or the Tea Party likes him. He's Republican. He hasn't dropped out of the Republican Party, but he's the Tea Party favorite. So we're fucked in that also.
Yeah,
that's
gonna be fun. We got a Republican governor, but he's not a Tea Partier, so, you know.
Okay.
So it's could be worse.
Yeah, I understand.
There was a lot of Tea Partiers running in the primaries, though. It was scary.
The Catherine or the Christine O'Donnell, whatever, she got beat pretty bad, though. I understand.
That's good. Yeah. No one's going to vote for that.
Yeah.
She got too much exposure.
Too much exposure, right. And then I heard the marijuana proposition. What was it, number 19?
Yeah.
Didn't pass.
You know what? It's kind of dodge a bullet because people didn't... They would have been kind of fucked. It wasn't a good deal.
It wasn't... Yeah, you know what? And I started reading some of the...
They kind of dodged a bullet.
Yeah, I started reading why the support for that started waning, and it made a lot of sense, some of the stuff. I guess because it would be bad for the some growers. What was it going to be? Something where like the pharmaceutical companies are probably going to get all involved with it and make it expensive and shitty.
Yeah, they're going to do a tax to shit of it, number one.
Yeah.
And just make it more expensive. And it wasn't a great deal. The diehards activists, they kind of want to go for or what they call the Jack Harrow model, which is a bit more more pure, and so they're gonna do it a couple more times until they get it right,
Yeah, but I mean, one of the things they were campaigning on was that it was gonna make a dent in the Mexican violence or something because it was gonna drive down the price of pot. I don't buy that. I don't know. Wasn't there a governor? There was a governor race because Governor Schwarzenegger.
Jerry Brown.
Is he a Republican or Democrat? Who won?
Democrat
won California?
Yeah. He's an old school Democrat from way back. He used to be governor of California back in that
day. Yeah. Yeah, they should have brought Gray Davis.
They kicked him out.
They kicked him out, yeah. Then it was like, oh, we want Gray Davis back. No, I don't know what they were saying. I'm not from California.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Actually, they like Arnold. They're not crazy about this Attorney General coming in because he's going to be... He really hates medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And he's really going to go after raiding it even worse. So they feel fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I think California is such a failed state right now. I think Florida's headed there in about a year. I think we're the next California. But I don't mean to talk about our brothers and sisters in California. We got a lot of listeners out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of
listeners.
You know what? They know what's up. They don't have to hear it from us.
They know what's up. Is Lonesome around? No, not yet. He said he doesn't make it till 11 usually on these nights. But Brendan is sending in numbers. Nunu, are you sending in numbers, sir? You're pushing the envelope here when it comes to you want us to do pranks now.
Is my chat working now? I can't hear love. I can't. Why can't I type in the chat room? What's wrong?
I don't know.
I couldn't get that. Yeah, maybe it is. You know, actually, might be. Because I had to go into the Java chat room. I usually use IRC, but I can't get into that. Couldn't get into it last week either.
Right.
And I don't know what's happening with there. I don't know if you got your IRC down.
Someone was telling me that the Java chat wasn't working right, but it seemed to be working for me. I noticed on my
laptop. It's working for people, just I can't type in it.
Oh, really? That's weird. Oh, here's another question for you guys, because on my laptop browser, I can't see on the chat page, I can't see the Ustream video. But on my other computers, it comes up.
Yeah, it's gone too, yeah.
Is it gone too? There's no video there? Oh.
Yeah, it's blank up there.
You see, it's happening on some browsers.
I have Chrome. I have Mac Chrome OS 5, if that helps anyone out.
Yeah, well, yeah, in my Chrome it doesn't come up, but if I open it on Chrome on my server computer, it shows up. I don't know. I think I made a change to it, and it fucked something up with the coding.
Maybe, I think you played with some coding.
Yeah, I'll go in there and try to fix it tonight. Sorry, guys, that sucks. No wonder people are saying they're having trouble.
Yeah.
No, I got plenty of coding. Look at me. I want to be fancy.
I want to be able to chat. All right. Gentlemen, pranks. That's what we're here for.
Serious time. Pranks.
Yes. Yeah, it's serious time. Let's do prank calls. Yeah. Okay, Dwight Pister's coming in from Nunu. And, man, I really have to do updates to the podcast. I got news for you guys. I'm studying for a certification, a CCNA certification. It's taking up all my free time. So I'm a little afraid about being able to edit podcasts. Maybe Kokini can do one or two soon here. He's not going to be able to show up tonight, he doesn't think. But we're calling Dwight, we're calling.
I'd say send some my way, but I'm so fucking busy with my shit, too.
Yeah.
I can't even edit my own show podcast. I've been sitting there for months now.
I hear you, buddy. It's all right. No one's asking you to do nothing.
They don't give a shit about me.
Sitting there and don't be an ass. All right, let's call Mr. Pister. He lives in Tennessee.
Is Rick Lude going to call back in?
Rick Lude.
Yeah.
Rick Lude's up. Yeah, I think he's done with pranks. He's all Mr. I want to develop videos and design lighting for concerts.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, Mr. Fancy Big City Man. Dwight Pee Pee.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Dwight.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Pee Pee. I was having a question about the amount of content in your water. Was there a problem with that? Because I heard you were making nasty statements about it.
Pardon me?
You were making nasty statements about the quality of the water and the content of the water.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you drink water at home? Do you use water for showering, shaving,
bowel
movements? Oh, man. You didn't just have to hang up like that, though, Tuck. That's not fair and nice.
Well, this is a prank call.
That is true.
It's his right as American.
I guess so. He's in Tennessee. You know, that's a red state. You got to watch out there, man. Don't lock you up, throw away the key, Tuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, listen, they'll lock you up and throw away the key in this state if you start hanging up on me like that.
Bitch, don't call back again.
Son of a bitch, I'm going to get
it's
you.
It's all bad, bunch of caca.
Sorry.
You pontroon.
Don't call, son of a bitch. Talk to him in your language, Tuck. Maybe he'll understand from you.
You pontroon.
Tell him someone's calling you about the water and you don't understand.
What?
It's about the caca in your pee-pee, sir. We're trying to call you.
I told you to tell him that you were getting pranks. Don't ask him about this pee-pee business.
That's what I'm doing.
The guy sounds like a dumbass cracker, Brandon says. That's, yeah, Tuck, you do sound like a dumbass cracker. I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey.
I agree. Sorry, guys. That's all I got now. Milkman doesn't answer the phone anymore. I mean, I could find myself when I try to call him for there, but it just seems like a lot of work right now, man.
What do you want you to do?
Call Milkman.
We did that already. He didn't answer.
Well, because he sees the out-of-state number, the number he doesn't recognize.
He sees the out-of-state number. He knows it's Wednesday night. He knows to pick you,
know
pick
none.
Up
he's
unless
senile.
He doesn't.
He's seen
it. That's what I'm saying. Unless he just has no, isn't coherent with the day.
He's fucking seen it. He doesn't. He told me the other day that he had to go to the hospital because he had problems with his hair and his scalp, and they found out that he doesn't rinse his hair after he gets takes a shower and shampoos it. He doesn't rinse it out. He didn't know he had to.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
And he doesn't wipe after he pees in the urinal.
Oh, know. You're making this up.
Oh, milkman, you shit. You know, it was his birthday. Maybe he's dead or something. You know how some people kill themselves after their 51st birthday because their dad died at 51?
Really? Yeah, well.
Oh. Oh.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. What you doing?
Alright, where you at?
I'm here. I'm on the toilet. Yeah, so no, seriously, hey, we're doing a show. You want to be on? Can I call you? Are you busy?
What?
Are you busy?
Yeah, for about the next maybe like 15, 20 minutes, I can call you back till I get done.
Yeah, but I got to call you on that Skype number. You know the one?
Okay, I'll call you back on this line as soon as I'm done, and then I can talk to you.
Okay, fine. Sorry, Mr. Busy. Bye.
Okay, all right,
thanks, man. See how he is? He doesn't care anymore. It's like, oh, I'm busy. I'm washing my hair.
See, it's not my fault, guys. It's his fault. No blaming me that this show sucks now because he's not around.
I'm washing my hair.
It's not my fault.
I gotta rinse it. It takes me 15 minutes. All right. Moving right along. Milkman will be joining us here shortly. We'll ask him about his birthday and how many times he masturbated. Chinese restaurant in Albuquerque. Didn't I say I was going to stop giving out the full names and the addresses so that I had to go back and edit it and make things a fucking harder ordeal for me? I don't learn, do I?
I don't remember any of this at all. What?
I said that. That was the last show we did. So much alcohol and THC since then took.
Yeah.
You know how much Splenda I've drank since then. Where are we calling?
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, listen, why you people put Splenda and aspartame in this, huh?
Huh?
You guys put Splenda and aspartame in this. It's making me sweat a lot.
You took a order?
Yeah, I got the number 2.
Number 2?
Yeah.
You hold on.
Find the number 2. Find the person who had the number 2. That's me.
Hello?
Yeah, I have the number 2. What is
the number 2?
Yeah, what is this, some kind of joke?
Hold on, let me check the menu, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
You know the what's the the name?
We don't have a numbers
in here, sir.
Oh well, yeah. I asked for a number 2, and they gave me something there that has aspartame. All right.
No, because.
If you don't say that you don't have aspartame in this food here, I make a presumption, and now I've got an allergic reaction or something to this aspartame. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Uh huh. So you got to make this right. Fix it. Put me down for 2 number 2s. That's 2 squares, 4.
I'm sorry, man, but we don't have a...
2 times 2, numbers. 2 times 2 is 4, right?
Yeah.
All right, put me down for number 4.
We just changed the menu.
You have the old menu? What I got the old... What version of the menu is this? Version 3?
What kind of food you want?
China food.
Yeah, this is China.
There you go. Son of a bitch. There it is, right there. You found it?
Kind of food.
Chinese food. The Chinese.
Yeah, but what kind?
Asian. It has rice in it. Sauce. The sauce, you know.
I'm sorry, man. I think you have a wrong place.
You got a problem then, sir. Me and you got a problem together, and you're going to fix this now, or we're going to get you shut down. I'm friends with Bill Siegel. You know who that is? He's the chief comptroller of the state.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey! Stupid woman. What do we call?
I don't know. Some Chinese place.
All right. We're calling two people at the same time now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shaking it up.
Listen.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, hey, listen, I got a problem here, and this person's on the other line trying to explain it to me. So tell me about this number two thing that's going on here.
Oh, sorry. Now change menu. No number. You need what kind of food you order, okay?
You tell him, sir. What kind of food did you order? Mr. Pisser.
Please hold on.
This is a tiny stretcher.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Pister was ordering...
Tiny stretcher.
There was a gentleman ordering food over there before.
The menu, no number. So I don't know you order what kind of food.
You don't have
tell me the name.
You don't have the stupid old menu there still?
No menu.
Well,
no
how
menu.
Do we fix this then? You got to make this happen.
Yeah, you tell me what kind of food. Okay, I cook for you.
You cook for me? Yourself? I want string beans, gummy bears.
No what?
Huh? String beans and gummy bears.
Asparagus?
No, spaces too, yeah. Citrus reduction on it.
Oh. Sorry, I don't understand. Yeah.
You said you cook whatever, so I'm just asking. You got string beans there with gummy bears, citrus reduction in it.
The menu, no, sorry.
Oh. So what's nearby there that you can get gummy bears? I'll bring in gummy bears.
Okay, sorry.
Well, you tell me what's good there. What do you, I mean, you make the food there. What would you eat?
I have a chicken, beef, shrimp.
Uh-huh.
You need what kind? A Shenzhou chicken, a beef.
Yeah, that's just
or
chicken.
A shrimp.
Chicken and cheese. I'll have a chicken and cheese right there.
No cheese. The Chinese food, no cheese.
Oh no! Well, you got
yeah,
that.
Food.
Listen, you
maybe
got.
Maybe you long number.
No, listen, buddy, sir. You guys have crab rangoon there, stuff.
Yeah, have a crab rangoon.
You got cheese in that?
Yeah, the cheese have appetizer have a cheese. The,
yeah,
the
open
the food, the no cheese.
Open it up then.
Have a crab rangoon.
Yeah, the crab rangoon, but open it up and dump the cheese out on the chicken.
The chicken, what kind of chicken?
Chicken breast or whatever you got there. Purdue chicken, what do you got?
I have a Shenzhou chicken, orange chicken, sesame chicken, something.
That's sesame chicken with crab rangoon cheese.
Yeah.
Mix inside.
You need a crab rangoon and
with the mix
orange
with the,
chicken?
I want to mix with the chicken, put it in the wok with some soy sauce.
And a soy sauce?
Soy sauce and mix it together in the wok for about 10 minutes.
You come here order, okay? I don't understand.
I'm going to come there and cook, all right?
Yeah, first.
And I want permission to use it, and if I get burned, it's going to be your fault. I'm holding you responsible.
Oh, sorry.
Listen. Close the store right now. Close the store. There's a man that came there from the past, okay? You understand? He was on a mission. And he came from a different time in a time machine. And something is supposed to happen there at some point.
Sorry, you come here order, okay?
At some point, some person's going to go there and order food.
Thank you.
And it's going to be very bad. No. They don't listen to me talk. I don't know what to do for them. All right, we're calling Bar and Grill. I'm sure it'll be very loud there. We got good numbers from Brendan. Brendan's coming through. Karahi, curry dishes, pizza, kebabs, burgers, and chicken. We got a place here. A man got caught dumping assorted cut vegetation on town-owned property. What? What's assorted cut vegetation? Okay. No answer there. All right, we got a number from Nunu. Gentleman got caught dumping assorted cut vegetation on town-owned property. What would be that? Was it just lawn clippings or something? That's not a big deal, right? Who cares? Tucker, are you still there? Did I hang up on you? Well, I guess I hung up on him. Shit! Doing pretty weak today with the calls, I'll be honest with you. Not all there right now. Waiting for Tuck to answer here so we can continue doing some prank calls. It's 10:35 p.m., November the 3rd of 2010. No, no, we're on the air, man. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back from the other number, all right? Oh, good. Then we'll put you on the air driving. You can have an accident. Make everybody laugh. All right. Stand by. All right, you hear that, folks? That means Milkman's going to be on. Yay. Every time I dial, the volume goes low. I don't get it. I told Skype not to change the settings anymore, and it still does. I look at it. It's unchecked.
In order to complete this call, you must dial the area code and the telephone number.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? Stupid Skype.
There they go, the clown and the two thugs.
Milkman. How do I sound? Do I sound far away again?
Huh?
Do I sound far away again?
No, you sound great now. You sound good.
Okay, good. How you doing, man? Happy birthday, belated. Sorry I didn't call you.
Oh! That's all right, man. I was just celebrating, and I ran to Nunu. You got to give me some extra coupon from Tesco's, and I had to celebrate. Because he had, special discounts on beans, actually, canned beans.
Canned beans. Nice. Good stuff, man. Make you fart. The more you eat, the more you fart, the better you feel. Eating them at every meal, Milkman. What's bad about it?
There you go, man. Dude, you know how us Americans like that.
Like farting. I see Jill's here. Back. Just want to say a big what's up to Jill hanging out. A lot of people in the chat room right now. Grishnav.
What's up, Joe?
RBCP.
What's up, 98.5?
That's right. Brendan is in there sending in numbers. MSC3 Clay's in the house. Caustic Frizz Fry.
Awesome. Hey,
Pure Evil Sean.
Yeah.
Big Sean, Wasted, Pure Evil, etc., etc. I don't know if I probably missed a few there. New News here. Also, Milkman's letting you know who's in.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks for those Tesco's coupons. And then I'm working on getting him a special discount on the defense because I know he's in need of them lately.
Yeah, Milkman, I got a hot shave today. It was great.
Oh, yeah, his colostomy bag busted on the camera, so we had to get him some deep.
Oh, man. So you had a good birthday? What, did you do anything? You hang out with the old lady, or what happened? Anything?
Dude, it was pretty cool. Yeah, man. Actually, I had my first birthday party in probably, 15 years.
Oh, wow. There you go, Claire.
Yeah, I had a big dinner, and I had two cakes, and... I was really shocked, dude. I about fell over.
That's good, man. I'm happy for you. I should have called you, but I've been listening. I've been studying for Cisco certification, CCNA. And then it was all day Halloween, and then the next day I saw a post from my friend Eddie, the guy that's the original Eddie Garcia. His birthday is the same day, 31st of October. And his post, was like, oh, thanks everybody, wish me happy birthday. I said, oh shit, that's right. That was Milkman and his birthday and shit. Yeah, so and then, you know me, I'm an asshole. What can I say?
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Well, at least you remember. I mean, hell, normally you don't even remember a lot of things that are really bad. So that's good. Man, I got a lot of people on Facebook, believe it or not, that sent me birthday wishes, which really shocked me.
Like the Madhouse Facebook or something else? Like the Milkman or personal?
My Milkman. Yeah, a bunch of people had given me birthday kudos on there.
That's right.
I woke.
It was the next day, and Athena's like, me and Athena are in the living room, and she's on her laptop, and she's like, yeah, Carlito, it says Milkman turned 82 years old yesterday, and I busted out laughing like, yeah, that's Milkman, all right. Yeah. Yeah, on Facebook, I mean, she got a notification on Facebook that it was your birthday, that you turned 82 or something like that. I forgot what it was exactly, but it's pretty funny.
87.
I don't know. Whatever. All right, Milkman, I'm going to do some pranks. The numbers are filtering in. No lonesome news yet. You want to hang on? Listen in?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Call. That's who I got here. I got a kebab house, but before that, I got a number here from Nunu himself, Asian place. It's a guy who got in trouble for dumping assorted cut vegetation on town property.
Oh yeah, that sounds good right there. What kind of vegetation? Is it herbal or what?
I don't know, man.
Mirror on the wall. Did you got trouble for the dumping part or for the herb part?
No, I don't know. Cut vegetation. It's probably just some lawn clippings. I'm going to ask him about some sod.
Hello.
Yeah, hey. Is Martin there?
No, he's not. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Cross. Look, I just wanted to let you guys know, like, over here where we live over here in the K2 projects, and like the landlords don't give us anything for like maintenance or anything outside. We just, but you take some of those lawn clippings or sod and they'll grow like wildfire out here.
What are you talking about?
Well, you guys were dumping sod, and I mean, if you just don't, I mean, we'll all go and pick them up and we'll just put them out here and water it every night in the afternoon, and that'll grow like wildfire out here.
I
you
think
know?
You have the wrong person.
No, you guys were cutting the, dumping the vegetation, right? The sod and all that?
No, you have the wrong person.
Where's Martin at? Let me speak to him. Maybe it's because a woman's talking on the stupid phone, like usual.
You have the wrong person. Goodbye.
Stupid woman messing up things. Oh.
Bye.
Shut down. Shut down, Milkman. Operation shut down.
Fire! Your picture on fire! May your pantyhose burn all night!
What the hell? Boy, oh boy. Milkman, they didn't pass that resolution in California, man. What happened? I thought you were backing it up. Proposition 19.
Oh, man. We had a big bong smokeout party and everything, dude.
And you guys forgot to vote? You guys forgot to vote.
Yeah, I got one for me. I got one for you and Nunu. And all you guys got to do is show up, and you got to get your official medical cards, too.
Yeah. Wow. So it's not the medical stuff isn't going away in California. It's just they were trying to legalize it for people over 21, wasn't it, or whatever, up to an ounce.
They were trying to reduce the penalties for amounts, etc. Because anything like of a certain larger amount, which is really just a smokable amount, you know, it becomes a felony, like you're trying to distribute or traffic it. So they were trying to minimize like an ounce just being less than a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but I mean, back in my smoking days, and I used to smoke pretty heavily, I could make an ounce last like a week. And that's pretty, I mean, more than that.
Yeah, but if it's legal and you're using it, you know, medically, or, you know, you think it's medically, dude, it can disappear overnight, especially if you got a few friends.
Right. That's true. That's right.
You know, the handy cash ball, you get one in off of it, next thing you know, dude, you know, you're like digging in the bottom of the sack. Where did it all go?
Wow, man. So that's that. And Tuck was, I lost Tuck. I don't know what happened to him. I'll try to call him again here. But he said it's a Democrat that won for governor over there, huh? Is that what happened?
Yeah, the Democrats won at least there. They got rid of that Maggie Houston bitch. She's some psycho nut case that wanted to cut every benefit, everything, unemployment, you know, everything, cut taxes, and for a corporation. Dude, she was going to wipe us out. Thank God they didn't put her in.
Wow. Well, we got a Tea Party crazy guy here as governor. He won by 1 percentage point over the Democratic lady who was running for governoress. And
we are in bad shape, man. We are in bad shape.
I lost my congressman. I don't know if you know who Alan Grayson was. He's a very outspoken liberal Democrat congressman.
Yeah, he was a star, man. A lot of people, he stood up
for
the cause. He didn't
make
no shit.
No, he said the Republicans' medical plan was like, you know, wasn't it like don't get sick or something like that? Or if you do, just die. I forgot what it was, whatever.
You don't die.
Yeah, he said that about... yeah, he made a lot of enemies.
That's their medical plan, you'll die.
Yeah, basically. So we got a Tea Party-ish crazy guy for governor now. Senator that got elected last night is a Cuban exile who's Tea Party friendly also, Republican.
These cases, man, we are screwed. You know, they don't want to get unemployment. They don't want, they talk about, oh, we're going to get jobs for people, but yet they threaten in the Senate to filibuster the small business loans modification so that people that would normally, now the creditors will not give them a loan because they decide to hold the money. We're able to get money for their small businesses to reinvigorate the economy at the base level. They stopped that as well. So you think that the last 2 years have been bad? People are saying, oh my God, nothing got done, but the big guy's got the money. It's only going to be twice or more.
Yeah.
You watch it. They're going to try to do like they did Clinton. They're going to try and tear him down like they did with the Monaco Walensky child and all that shit. You watch and see they're going to come up with anything they can to stall the government.
Right. I just want to mention... I want to mention one thing, though, Milkman. I don't want to sound like I'm a negative Nancy, that just because they're Republicans that are elected, it's bad. I voted for two Republicans on the ballot just in lower positions because they were outright better candidates, and I don't necessarily identify myself just with the Democratic Party. I research every candidate on my own as it was, but it's just if you think about the way it is now, you've got a House and a Senate that are both interdivided now. And a very anti-administration climate when it comes to Obama. Very against the administration right now. It just seems to be like nothing is going to get done. You know? Nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get fixed.
Nothing's going to get done. Somebody wants to go try and do anything they can to besmirch his reputation that he can do anything positive for the country. And him being like a good old boy and trying to follow all the rules instead of stand up at the mall, black or whatever balls you got, and tell these guys, hey, look, you know, you can stick that filibuster in your ass, or we're going to pass some shit. They done threatened to do that to the Democrats long ago.
Man,
and now,
digging their heels in and not letting anything happen.
Right, and they're not going, and that's what pisses me off.
And
I mean, I still think all Republicans suck. I don't give a shit what you say. It's the base core. They talk about all this, you know, how a woman should live, and they have a baby and not, and you should pay for this, and they can kiss my ass. They talk about big government and controlling your lives, but the first thing they do is say, no, you have to have a baby if you get raped.
Yeah.
No, you have to have a baby and a born one. Now, come on, what kind of hypocrisy is that?
Exactly,
bullshit?
That's right. Yeah, I think we have some real problems in this country we should be worrying about right now. Yeah.
Not conservatism. Real conservatism is fiscal conservatism. That there is the religious agenda being wedged as an issue supposedly that's conservative. It has nothing to do with conservatism. It has everything to do with religious agenda.
And religious evangelicals, that's right. They've always, it's a difference. And they should have their own party. Let them do their Tea Party thing. Exactly.
It has nothing to do with being a fiscal conservative. It has everything to do with using religion as a wedge issue. That's all it is. It's always been that way since Reagan.
Hey, real quick, I want to hang on, Milkman, before I forget. We'll get back to the subject, but I want to say hi to our good friend Emmy Rose, who's in the chat room. I haven't seen her on our chat room in a long time. Hey,
hey.
How you doing? Just want to say, just want to mention, I know you like Emmy too. Anyway, so yeah. It's kind of like what happened with Obama, President Obama. It's going to end up being a Jimmy Carter after one, you know, going on after one term, nothing gets done. I want to point out that during Bill Clinton's first term, the Republicans did the same thing. They they took control of the House, and a lot of shit didn't get done. If I understand correctly, Newt Gingrich and all them, they led to the federal government got shut down like on two or three occasions because they couldn't agree on a budget. Because all they wanted to do was dig in and yeah. Yeah, same thing happened. The same thing happened to Ronald Reagan in his first term. The Democrats took control of the House, I believe, and the Senate 2 years in, and a lot of shit didn't get done. A lot of problems started there, but, God. I don't know. You know what? Let's just do prank calls.
His agenda was union busting, eliminating the base wage, which is, minimum wage. Mm-hmm. All those things were in his agenda. Right. His also agenda was to open up all regulation for corporations so that there's no regulation. They can do whatever they want. And, of course, the people that had this established for the last, 40, 50 years at that time, since the Depression, which originally started all this shit, were rebelling and they were stopping it, anything they could, because he wanted to deregulate everything. First thing was the air controllers.
He did some good stuff.
He's just being involved with the union, a president being involved with the union. Now, that's something they should have settled out, but instead, he got involved in that. He set his reputation up on that. He's the first one to use the whole wedge issue of abortion and all that crap, religious radicals, to become involved with the conservative movement because he had to have some way to back up his movement. So his whole thing was to break down the middle class.
Right.
And there you have it. Now, welcome to Reaganomics. All you people that have said, oh, the rich man will get richer, and by trickle-down theory, you'll give me a little bit of money because he's so rich. Now, how many rich people do you know? Have you never met to any man? You know, I'm so rich, here, have a dollar.
Yeah,
have a
right.
Dollar, buddy.
Yeah, indeed.
Right. Come on, man. There you have it. So welcome to Economic Show, everybody.
That's right. All right, Milkman, let's move on to prank calls for our numbers start dropping. Oh, fuck you.
All right, now we've pissed everybody off. Maybe Crazy Bunker the Republican will call in and defend his case.
All right, so I'm going to go verbatim here. We got a curry Indian kind of place that got dumped. They got in trouble for illegal, one of those illegal places, dirty stuff going on over there, over in the UK. I'm going to go verbatim here on an order that Nunu wanted. I won't read it out to you. I'm just going to let you guys hear it as I place it. Let's see how it goes. All right, here we go. This place is called Tasty and Spicy.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this Tasty Spicy Bees?
Yes, sir.
Tasty Spicy? That's good. Hey, I want to make a carry-out order there. I got to come in and carry it out my hands. You guys do
Cody?
You guys have plastic bags there or paper bags?
I can't hear you, sir, okay?
Do you have plastic bags or paper bags?
Spicy batch.
Okay. I want to make an order, please.
If you want to order, I can take your order, but you have to pay by your card, okay?
Okay. You ready?
You want to pay by card?
Uh-huh.
You want to pay by your card on the phone?
The card machine?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I got a card.
Because you have to pay by card because, you haven't get your number. Your number is a private, so that's why I'm not allowed to take it.
No, I'll pay with a card. I'll give you the card after the order. Yeah, right now.
Okay, can I have your telephone number, please?
It's 4424.
44, what are you talking about? Your telephone number or mobile number, what is it?
4424-91496. I'm from America. I'm on vacation. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Sorry, sir, we don't do delivery. Sorry, sir.
No, I'm coming to pick it up, sir.
Are you coming to pick it up?
Yeah, I'm visiting family over here from the Johnsons. Name's Cross.
Okay, but you have...
Can you just take my order and I'll give you the card number?
Okay. Yeah, give me what you like.
Damn it. Two chicken tikka masala.
With chicken curry or lamb curry. That's the only two curry we have, sir.
Chicken tikka masala, you don't have that?
We don't have, sorry, sir.
All right, then one vegetable, rogan josh.
We don't do that. I said we don't eat chicken curry or lamb curry.
All right, then lamb curry, then. One lamb curry, one chicken curry. Two peshwari naan. Hello?
Hold you back, okay?
No, wait. I'm almost done.
Oh, can you hold it 1 second, please, sir?
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Just 1 second, please.
Maybe those people were quiet there. So what's the deal? These people not Indian? I'm already getting food from a non-Indian place. I'm just hang on, we'll be right back. This is Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com.
Hello?
Yeah, I was making a stupid order there, but I don't understand.
Okay, sorry about waiting.
Hey, can you ask the people to be quiet or something?
What do you like to order, people?
Let's see here. Two chicken tikka masala.
Sorry?
Two chicken tikka masala.
Grilled chicken.
Uh-huh.
I can't hear you very well, no?
Because tell the people to be quiet.
Sorry?
Tell the people to be more quiet, maybe. I don't understand why they're so rude and talking loud, the people that work there.
Yeah, there's too many people in there, customers coming in, you're sitting in the day.
All right, one vegetable rogan.
I can't hear very well.
One vegetable rogan, you shit.
Yes. If you're talking loudly, just loudly. You know, too many people is here. I can't hear you very well.
All right, I need one vegetable rogan josh.
One curry.
Lamb curry.
Lamb curry, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just 1 minute. Lamb curry.
Yeah.
Lamb curry with rice, yeah?
Yeah, two chicken tikka masala. Tell those people to shut up, please.
Too many. I don't know. I talk to who?
Well, just say that. Say attention. You know, say attention. Take control of the situation.
I don't know. They don't all.
Take control of the situation. And then for dessert, I want your big fat mother.
That's you know. Excuse me. How many lamb curry with rice? One or two?
How many does your mother eat? Because I want to get her food while I'm at it.
Sorry?
How many does your...
I can't hear you. Can you phone came 5 minutes later? 5 minutes later.
How
please.
Many... Your mother.
Huh?
Your mother.
Who?
Your mother.
What are you talking about?
Your mother, how many does she eat? Because I need to order for her also.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Your mother, the woman whose vagina you came out? Hello? That's true, right? Her mother. His mother. It's fucking loud. Take two of the lamb curries, throw them away.
Hello, sir. We don't do delivery. Sorry, sir. Thank you.
Take your mother. No, I wasn't asking for delivery, jerks. Fucks.
You want poopy curd.
Lonesome losers here. Hey, lonesome loser.
You're another loser. Double hit, man.
Loser. I've been doing PCP lately. It's awesome. I'm going to call Pablo's Cruise. Oceanside,
that's good
California.
Shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Stupid Dustin, man. Take a little bit of Dustin juice, man. Kick it, baby.
How do you do PCP? Do you smoke it? Do you drink it? Do you lick it?
Well, I used to lace it with the weed, but you can, there's time you can drink or snort. I think that snorting is probably the best.
This is a Bud Light there, you're asking. Bud Light, the official beer of the Land of Magic. That's what I'm drinking. Anyway. Give me some moment here. So I forgot what I was doing. Lonesome Loser sent in a number. That's right. For Pablo's Cruise. I don't know. Is that like Cruise? C-R-E-W-S. Now, what are we talking? Are they construction crews, you think? Puerto Ricans?
Well, there was a group named Pablo Cruise, so, and then you know, it could be a cruise like getting on a boat.
Yeah, like a Prankmaster thing? Where he
all kinds of shit with that one.
Prankmaster has this thing where he wants to sew his asshole shut and keep eating sushi.
Hello?
Hey, what do you have to yell like that? Is there a problem? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, is this Pablo's Cruise?
Not at 8 o'clock at night.
No, but I need to make an order here for service. What kind of repair work do these gentlemen do? Are they documented? What the fuck? I'm gonna tell them I don't care what time of night it is, damn it.
Mira, puñeta. Hello?
Listen, I don't care what time of night it is, goddamn it, son of a bitch immigrant. You're going to take this information and put me over the overseer right now. Take my order. You understand? Lazy fucking
shit. What do you
need? I need 5 Mexican men over here to clean the bathroom, clean the toilets, fix the toilets. I want to put new toilets, but they have to fix the plumbing also while they're at it. Fuck.
Who is
that? Oh, wait a minute. I thought he hung up on me. I hung up on him.
That turkey club stuck.
Hi,
listen,
this is Paul. I must be busy because I'm not answering your phone.
Ah, you lazy fuck. Yeah, I must be busy. So stupid. I must be busy. Have you heard the Dead's voicemail yet, Milkman? It's funny.
No, hello? Man. How are you coming? Man, I'll miss the Dead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, let me speak to the overseer, the manager over there.
The overseer.
Right.
You're talking to the owner.
Uh-huh. So?
And what do you need?
So your name is Pablo?
Yes.
So what's that imply? That's cheap labor? I don't understand. Is it a joke or something?
What? You're calling...
Yeah, the guy at the Home Depot business. Told me to give you guys a call. I was just at Home Depot.
Okay, well, I'm no longer in business to do any work. I don't hire Mexicans.
Well,
Pablo's Cruise sold business. He sold boat parts. Does that solve your problem?
Well, yeah, we can adapt those. So send 5 of those Mexican guys that assemble boat parts, or whoever it is you have that work. Are they American or what are they? Africans? Hello?
Hello. You know, you have a serious problem, and that is you're calling the wrong business.
No, this is,
I don't hire people out.
You seem to know a lot about Pablo's Cruise, and the man at the Home Depot said you knew all about how to hire Mexicans. So you tell me why you have this nasty reputation about you, sir.
Well, there's a serious problem with that person because obviously he doesn't know what Pablo's Cruise is.
No, he showed me the faxes and the paper and everything from that they had on you.
You got a serious problem, dude.
No, I'm straight. No, I'm just
asking. You're either high or you're either drunk or high or something. You know, you obviously have a serious problem.
Alright, so I don't understand where that involves.
Have a nice day, okay?
That I'm commanding you to do this work, that I order you to do the work. And you're going to do what I say. I love burning stuff, Milkman. It's fun.
Diablo!
Burning stuff right here. Live in the air. Look at that. Burning this right here.
very appalling to accuse you of being high.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul. I must be busy because I'm not answering your phone. I'll leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
Record your message.
All right, that was Paul, everybody. Paul must be busy, so we had to leave him a message. All right. We got the friendly in. Can I call them? Ask if I can use their toilets. That's all I got.
You got Turkey Club that you can hook them up with too.
Do you remember that? Didn't I say someone flushed a Turkey Club, half a Turkey Club sandwich?
Yeah. On the toilet? Yeah. Yeah. Adam, test the toilets and flush it, and then go check it coming down the line.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Is this the stupid inn?
Huh?
Is this stupid inn? Friendly inn? Hello?
Yeah, this is friendly inn, yeah?
Yeah, I want to make a reservations there for the toilet.
We don't take any reservation right now.
Oh, do you have a toilet there?
Huh?
Do your rooms have toilet?
No. Nope.
You have toilets there, stupid.
Huh?
They have toilet.
Toilet?
Yeah, for making shit. A toilet?
Oh, you take shit all the time, right?
Yeah, but that's why I need a toilet to make a shit.
Oh, we have toilet, but I don't take any reservation right now, okay?
No, but I just want to use the toilet, that's all. The fuck's up with that guy? He's long dong. All right, call him back.
You gotta make a cocky.
Nothing here from this Japanese inn. Let's try to call. Hang on, Milkman, you still there? I didn't lose you, did I? No, okay. Got to call the Dewdrop Inn restaurant that we've been calling here off and on. Let's see if I don't think they're closed yet. There's some music here. Play a new song.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you? This is a Dewdrop Inn.
How are you? Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Pepsi order. There's a discrepancy.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
Pepsi order.
Charlie speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Yes. This is Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. I'm calling about the Pepsi order, sir. There was a problem with it, apparently.
Pepsi order, okay. Can you give me, you have a Sprite, right?
Uh-huh, yep.
You have a Sprite?
Yeah, we do Sprite.
Okay, 2 cases of Sprite.
Okay.
And, 2 orange juice.
2 case Sprite and 2 orange slice, orange juice, orange slice?
Orange juice, yes.
Oh, just juice, no soda?
And, onion and 2 orange juice.
Okay.
100%, yes. And
100%.
Also,
okay.
Yeah, also 6 Pepsi.
6 cases?
Yeah, 6, yeah, 6 Pepsi, right?
6 Pepsi, okay.
Yeah, and 1 case is 24 can, right?
24 cans in a case, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's it.
All right, so I got you down here for... Hang on. Let's get your total. All right. Got 2 cases of Sprite. 2 cases of orange juice, 100%.
Yes.
And 4 cases of Pepsi. All right, we have a special now that if you get 8 cases, you get a free case of Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper. Which one do you want?
I have plenty of Diet Pepsi. Just give me a regular Pepsi, okay?
Regular. Oh, I'll throw in a regular Pepsi there. Okay. All right, your total is going to be... Let's see here...
$3,279.47.
Huh?
Your total is $3,279.47 because you're past due for the last 2 months also.
$3,000?
Yeah, you're past due for the last 2 months, so it's $3,279.47. Were you going to pay that now over the phone or on delivery?
Why you call phone?
I'm calling from PepsiCo.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
You crazy? It's 3,000 something?
Well, because you're behind. Let's see here.
Huh?
10 weeks behind on the payment, sir. So this is altogether $3,279.
No. Can you leave your phone number?
You should have it there. It's a toll-free number.
Okay, can you leave your phone number?
800.
Uh-huh.
209.
And? 209.
Pepsi.
Your name?
Cross. This is Dr. Cross. And do you need your account number?
Well, how spell it?
C-R-O-S-S.
No, I cancel my order, okay?
No, I have you down. It's coming. It's going to be there tomorrow between 8 and 5.
You crazy. It's 3,000 something?
$3,279.47.
You crazy. You very crazy, you.
Do you want your confirmation number?
No. No, I cancel.
Confirmation number is you take a big shit in the toilet and you give it to people in a box like it's food. And you put it in the microwave for 5 minutes and it's a big shit and piss in the toilet.
I fuck you, son of a bitch. I fuck you, you understand?
Why do you say
you
that?
You're so stupid, you fuck you, son of a bitch. You the motherfucker. You understand?
No.
Can you come to my store? Okay?
Do or don't?
I fuck you son of a bitch, you.
What's the problem? What's going on here, sir?
You come to my store, okay?
And for what? You're going to throw $3,279.47.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I love fucking with that guy. Oh,
that was masterfully executed. Masterfully executed. Oh, my God. Son of a bitch.
Wow.
You fuck you.
I love when I've done that twice now where I have him go for like a few minutes taking an order, and then at the end I say I'm shitting and pissing and he gets upset. Nice. Good times.
You without the sake at the end.
Milkman, you're half Asian, but how funny is it that his name is Charlie? Sorry. Just gotta say.
Sorry.
I almost lost it there. Charlie.
Charlie Lee is here.
Charlie,
hey, I'm in the chat room. Yeah.
Are you I'm home me. Yet? Are you home yet, or what's going on?
I'm home now.
Ken says, I should have asked for his account number. And then I couldn't have called Pepsi. I could have called Pepsi and placed an order. Yeah, you're right. Shit. Last moment there.
He probably has a distributor, but that was still brilliantly executed. So stupid, you don't even know.
That's funny. That was good. I like that. Yeah, definitely. That's gonna be an intro here. You're asking what's in the chat room. Someone was mentioning that we should mention put that as the intro to the podcast. Mikey129.
Oh, somebody. That's sweet.
Yeah. He also liked Dr. Cross, a student of Dr. Pepper. Dr. Cross. Oh man. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yep, good times, Milkman, good times.
Hot me, that was sweet, man.
Oh, hang on, I got a call. Hang on. Tuck's been back for a little while.
All right.
Since we started the last call, I forgot to add him in here. Give me a second, we lost him at some point. Call. Add. There we go. Right, fuck you, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch!
Tux is back. Hey, Tux. Did you get a chance to hear that prank, sir?
Pranking? Yes. It's a show, right? Do you do?
Yeah. Did you hear that? Did you hear that last prank we did right now? It's pretty funny. We called the Hawaiian, the Honoruru Chinese place, angry guy.
Yeah, I was listening to a little of that. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, "Fuck you."
He kept going back and stuff. And...
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Well, we reconnected here. We're about 15 minutes away from break. It is Madhouse Radio, November the 3rd. Let's do some more calls. From Lonesome Loser, numbers have come in. Brandon's got, I think, one outstanding.
Your chat and Ustream and everything works okay in Gay Safari and not on my manly Chrome.
Chrome, yeah, and it's not working for me in Chrome either, I think. So I see what the issue is now. I'm going to have to go in and fix it. All right. No problem, guys. I got a trouble ticket open on that for you. I'll get it fixed. Worry not. I think I'll just take my break now. Sorry, I know Tuck, you just got back.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my break now because, I got to take a pee really bad. And if not, I'm just going to be sitting here doing the pee-pee dance. No one wants that. All right, so
no one wants to see that.
No, well, yeah, you guys do not want to see me in a bright yellow spot coming up. But when we come back, we have more prank calls coming. The Shish Kebab House in Las Vegas. We already called the Dewdrop Inn. Brandon sent that number also. Thank you, sir. Lonesome has sent in a number for Dusty Styles Productions in California. And Nunu City.
Jill, why wouldn't I have a British accent? I'm talking to Jill in the chat room, sorry. So I should type that.
Type it. All right, folks, we'll be right back in about, it'll be about a 5-minute break. When we come back, send in your request also. We might open up the lines to you if you want to join us. We always do that here. Milkman of the Tucker in the house.
Yeah, our motto's gonna take a copy. We'll be right back.
Making poop in the toilet. Stand by.
That when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
I took a big hit.
Madhouse Radio back for another thrilling second half of Show Machine. 11:30 p.m.
Show Machine.
Speaking of 11:30 p.m. Eastern, everyone be sure to fall back this Sunday at 2 a.m. Be sure to set your clock machines to fall back 1 hour. We will spring forward later on. You get an extra hour of sleep. I work on Sunday morning, so I get an extra hour of sleep and I get to really put it to good use. It's my second day of work of the week is Sunday. Mikey went to
I love that Jack Mattress and Fat Albert call. That was classic.
Yeah, that's the beginnings of something special there. The Fat Albert salad with $50 shredded $50 bills in it. No lettuce.
That guy was pretty nice after found out they were going to close the franchise on him.
Yeah. Mikey129 reporting that his Newman's Own popcorn exploded in the microwave. I don't know how you can eat that. That's Athena bought some of that Newman's Own once, and it smelled vile in the house. Like, ugh. Jill's ashtray burst into flames. That's a problem.
That's not good.
Wow.
Yep.
Why would you do that?
Ashtray in the popcorn.
Supposed to put ashes in there, not lighter fluid. All right. we got more numbers here from Lonesome Loser.
That's a shitty ashtray if it's too much.
Yeah, no, right? You gotta stop buying your ashtrays at the Asda, or the dollar store.
Yeah.
Yep. Get yourself a nice glass one. Dusty Styles Productions is the last one I read from Lonesome Loser. He also sentenced a liquor store, gas station here, water supply company, water utility, and a city called Butt. B-U-T-T.
Butt. Butt. And Butt, Kentucky.
We also got a country store, a barbecue joint, and a food mart.
Good store, Butt.
Well, we got a pretty good number of calls here that we can do. Evil already seemed to be nice if I answered my phone. Yeah, I know, we probably would be.
Yeah, but why would you?
Will, Big Will, who helped co-host the show in the past, good friend of ours, he says he's going to try the Fat Albert salad himself. What's the recipe for that? Was it croutons? Ranch dressing? I forgot already.
Yeah, bacon grease.
Bacon grease. Mayonnaise, maybe? Adobo. Adobo. No mayonnaise, but adobo's in that.
Adobo.
Yep. $50 shredded $50 bill. There you go.
$50 adobo.
That's nasty. Why would you want to eat a currency? Ugh, money's so dirty.
people want it so bad, they'll eat it.
Just go to go up to 10 random people in the street and just eat their ass, and you get the same effect. That's basically,
right.
Yeah. Let me eat your ass. Thanks.
People love ass.
Yeah.
Saying.
Mass is a big industry. All right, right. This is the 24-hour place where Big Brenda hangs out at. Let's check in with her, see how she's doing. Big booty Brenda.
See?
Yeehaw. Oh.
See?
Yeah.
What a segue that was.
Yeah,
huh?
It was good. Good work. Yeah. Talk, we keep you here for a reason, man.
Because Midlands is a show of them. So.
Around the horn, the NBA. Kings are ahead of Phoenix right now. Thunder losing to the Clippers by 12 points. Understand the Clippers have a good squad this year. Well, that's exciting. So are the Lakers.
Little John, I'm going to help you.
Hey, Big John. Can I speak to Brenda, please? Is she there still?
Brenda is off today.
Oh, man, really? She's probably with her husband then, right?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, don't tell her that I call because we got this thing on the side. I don't want to start any problems at home, all right?
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Hello? All right, never mind. There we go. Planting the seeds of dissent over there.
It's nice to see you.
Brenna's going to come into work today and hear the rumors.
Yeah.
And apparently she's having an affair.
Apparently.
On Mr. Brendan.
I think they already know. You know what? I think they already know.
They expected it to happen. No one. Yeah, he didn't sound too surprised. Brenda?
Yeah.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Well, she seems to be quite flirtatious with me when I talk to her. Well, if she doesn't have a new schedule, that would suck. She entertains the thought every time, and then at the end she says, oh, well, I'm married.
They all say that, though.
They all do say that. Get them in the right spot.
Those rings on their fingers are fake. You know that.
Did you have the right kind of pill in their drink?
Right.
You're in like Flynn. Milkman taught me that. Roofies.
What?
GHB. Is it GHB? I don't know. A date rape drug.
Why are you laughing?
Milkman just takes it for himself. I ought to write myself. I take this roofie and I'll masturbate.
Who are you calling? What are you hanging out? What are you answering?
I don't know what I'm talking
about. What's going
about?
On? What are we doing? We're laughing at right.
I forgot. I'm calling a liquor store that wasn't answering.
Yeah.
Alright, let's try a quick trip. Coming up on that Study Butt Water Supply Corporation. I mean, that's about their ass water. This show's been all about ass.
I think sure has.
It's been all about
ass. Is it on tap?
Strange, that's the name of the show.
Straight from
show
the well,
about
no
ass.
Man. Show about ass. Straight from the well, milkman. Yeah, hi. Is this the quick stop over there?
Over where?
Over there. You know, I left the gas cap on top of the gas pump machine over there.
Which trip, person wrote?
Number 934, nine. According to the Google.
And her feet hurt.
Yeah, my... Huh? Aw, talk.
Ah, what?
You open your
what's
mouth.
What's she that for? What? Oh,
no. You said something nasty.
Nothing I didn't say nasty.
Rude and nasty. Is he even... I think they were there still. Hang on. Sound like she hung up. They're replacing all of this. That's all I gotta say. I love my glasses. Hello?
What are those glasses, by the way?
They just hung right up. Son of a bitch.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, what are those glasses? I don't want to bring it up, but,
I got nice sunglasses. I wear them at night.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
Eat sunglasses, man.
I got night glasses.
Agent X's, those are the ones. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No. What's it?
Beep, beep,
hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this,
hello.
Is this the water machine? Yeah, listen, I gotta make a call. There's a burst pipe over here. I want you to shut it off.
Hold on. Get where I can hear better. What's up?
Are you drinking or something?
Who's calling?
This is Cross. You got a burst pipe over here, and you come shut it down. But if you're drinking, I guess you can't come out here. So never mind. I'm gonna report you tomorrow.
Where is it?
It's on Chestnut.
On what?
Chestnut.
Chestnut.
Yes.
I don't know where Chestnut is.
Well, maybe if you weren't inebriated. Are you on the on-call, or who are you? Hello?
What's this?
Are you the on-call person, or what's going on here? Why is it so loud?
I'm the on-call person. Where's the pipe broken at?
It's on Chestnut, I told you
I'll
already.
Send somebody over there.
It's on Chestnut.
I don't know where Chestnut is.
Well, look it up. Maybe someone who's not drunk will be able to find it. Maybe someone who's not drinking on their responsibilities on a job will be able to find it. You think so? You think you could do that for me, partner? How many beers do you have today?
Sir,
how many beers
do you don't have? We don't have a street around here called Chestnut.
This is Chestnut Grove area. How many beers have you had today, though? You can keep not answering my question, and I'll keep answering it. Asking it.
Who's speaking?
This is Cross.
Cross.
Yeah, I need you to come down and clear up this pipe as soon as possible. School bus is going to be coming through here tomorrow.
We don't have any school buses around here.
No, this is school bus for the private school, the church school. Picks up local people, takes them here and there, grocery shopping.
What town are you calling?
Calling from Chestnut, from a Chestnut right now. How many beers have you had tonight, sir? Please answer my questions.
This does not make sense.
It makes total sense to me that you're drinking alcohol and now things don't make sense to you, of course, because your inhibitions are down.
Well.
Right?
Tell me about Chestnut. What's an adjacent street?
Ghost Town Road.
Ghost Town Road and Chestnut.
Yes, sir.
Well. I've never heard of Chestnut, and I've lived here for like 26 years.
Well, it's off of Ghost Town, 800 block.
All right. Tell me who lives around there.
It's not a residential area. You go back a little further. There's a server farm back there with computer machines and servers.
A server farm?
Right.
No, I don't think we have that around here. I've never heard of that.
No, people don't talk about it, but it's here.
Don't know any of the adjacent neighbors or anything like that?
Rex is down
there.
Need
more description.
Rex. We're new in the area. That's why we're trying to get this screwed up, because the school bus is going to be busing in people to go to work, and then elderly people are going to have to come through here also to get groceries. Are your hands shaking?
No, my hands aren't shaking.
Oh, can you drive right now?
I'm trying to understand where you're describing.
Is it safe for you to drive right now?
Yes, it is.
How many alcoholic drinks have you had?
I've had about three. Why?
And how long?
In like 4 hours.
4 hours? And how big a boy are you?
Yep. Excuse me?
How big a boy are you?
I'm big enough to do my job. I've done for 12 years.
That doesn't answer my question, though, because I don't know how much you drink. Did you have food tonight?
Are you law enforcement? What are you?
No, have you had food tonight?
If you have a problem, just describe it.
I'm trying to entrap
you. I'll do my job.
I'm going to try to entrap you. How big a boy are you?
Well, describe to me where the problem is, and I'll
it's
take care of it.
It's in the pipe. There's water that comes. The water comes through the pipe, and it breaks, and the pipe broke.
Yeah.
And the water comes out of the pipe, and it goes on the ground.
It sounds like you're intoxicated to me.
It's inside the house.
You have a pipe broke inside a house?
Yeah, I want you to come here and fix the toilet and fix the pipe.
Oh, yeah. That would be on the other side of a meter.
Yeah, but this is the water company. You're supposed to come out here because this is the water we're using. It's your part of your network, and if your water has high pressure and it busted the pipe, then it's your fault. I'm not paying to fix this.
No, that's not the law. You don't have the law understood correctly.
Well, listen, first of all, I have a contract signed by you people over here that you're supposed to administer the inside pipe agreement.
No, that's incorrect. I'm sure of that.
Well, you better get down. You know what? We're just not going to pay our bill. How's that sound?
Okay. I'll do it.
And I'm going to speak to the sheriff. Because you're driving around drinking right now.
No, I'm not actually. I'm within walking distance of my home.
Well, how big a boy are you then? Well,
you know what? You're harassing me.
No, I'm asking
you
questions.
Tell me your last name.
Valente Cross. I'm from Valente.
Valente Cross?
Valente Server Farm Association, International Business Machines. Look up on your computer there for International Business Machines, and you'll see us in Chestnut, off of Ghost Town Road.
What account number are you?
I don't have that info. This is a new install, sir. New construction. I can't tell you. I don't have any of that new information.
It's not new construction. I know every account.
Valente and Associates.
What's the account name under? We don't have anybody under that name.
Then try Server Farm.
No, we only have 214 accounts.
Are you looking them up now? Well, we can find it. We try a few combinations, I'm sure. Do you have a computer in the city?
A computer in my city?
Uh-huh.
This is not a city, first of all.
Uh-huh. So are you coming to fix my pipes and my toilet or what?
Well, if I knew where it was, I would come.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's going to be a problem tomorrow, then, when the boss hears about this.
Okay.
Who's your boss?
That's fine.
Who's your boss?
Who's my boss? I am the boss.
Who's the owner?
There's no owner, so you don't know about this system.
Is there a man in charge of this whole thing?
I'm the one in charge. That's who you called.
Well, you're the female. I was wondering if there was a man, maybe, that pays the bills. You know, like a charge, does actual repair work?
Yeah. You're talking to the right person. You need to speak the right language, not be so.
No, I'm speaking good language. No, just because I'm from New York or something doesn't mean that you have to talk to me like that. I'm American just like you are. I got papers.
Well, I know you are. You're just not.
Well.
Being confrontational is my point.
You're stupid. What about that?
I'm stupid?
Sounds like it, because you
just
can't
don't know where you're at.
You can't. You don't know how to find addresses, and you work for a water company, and you don't know what
Give me an address.
Chestnut, 12 Chestnut, off of Ghost Town. 800 block of Ghost Town.
12 Chestnut.
Off of the 800 block of Ghost Town. Shh. Hello?
Sir, if you have a broken pipe inside your building,
yeah, I want you
to
come fix it. Exactly, yeah. That's what I want you to come fix.
Well, I don't do that.
No?
All right, we're responsible up until the meter. After that, it's the account.
You do work on water, though, right?
I'm not a plumber. I'm a water man. And
what's the difference? So you come here, you plumb, work on water.
Okay.
Who's
Excuse
over
me?
There? Who's the guy back there talking? I don't eat my dinner here while you explain this to me. Go ahead.
Well.
Go ahead. I'm eating my dinner. Go ahead. Explain it to me, alcoholic. Well.
Excuse me?
I said you're an alcoholic. Go ahead and explain it to me while I eat my dinner. Hello?
What's the definition of an alcoholic, sir?
Man that drinks too much? A man that drinks while he's working? There was a pamphlet that I saw, and it asked one of the questions, do you drink while you're at work? Right? Have you read that one?
I've been on call for 12 years, sir.
You've been drinking for 12 years? That's all right. Don't be afraid. It was a 12-step program.
I've been on call for 12 years.
Yeah. Okay. Will you fix stuff ever, or are you just on call, you get the paycheck?
No, I fix things all the time, sir.
You pay yourself out of the till, or do you actually have a payroll that you go through?
Do you enjoy calling people to harass them?
It's not harassment. I'm asking you valid questions about the water.
So what's your name? Tell me your name.
Valente Cross.
Valente Cross.
Mm-hmm. Where can we go with this?
12 Chestnut off of Ghost Town Road.
800 block of Ghost Town.
Go up.
Shh. Well?
Well, what?
I'm asking. How many fathers do you have?
How many what do I have?
Fathers.
Fathers?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You know, men that were with your mother before you were born? Suspect fathers?
One father? Like anybody? What kind of question is that?
I mean, because sometimes, in these parts, the women are a little, you know, loose. And who knows who the father is, really? There could be a few candidates.
Yeah, you're right.
So, with you, how many do you have? Five?
You never know.
Yeah, well, you could have some African in you. You don't even know about it.
Yeah, probably like you.
I definitely do have African. I'm half African. African.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know.
You never know. You never know who you're dealing with.
That's right.
All right. All right, buddy.
All right, hope you had a good time.
All right, you too, man. Thanks for...
Call back tomorrow.
All right, I'll talk to same time or like when?
Whenever you want to call, dude.
You're going to be on call for the next 15 years?
I hope not.
I hope not either. That would suck, right? Fucking shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I took a bad bath in my 401k, had to withdraw money from it and everything, pay my house.
Glug, 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 glug.
He hung up.
Good. I was wondering when he was going to.
That was a shitty prank. Yeah, all right.
Dude, that guy was trashed. He could barely talk.
I know what's going on. There's 250 people in this house.
Boy, you think alcoholic is.
Yeah, well, you would know.
Yeah.
11:50 p.m. winding down the show here in the next few tens of minutes.
Oh no, Hiatron Slack.
Got a number for somebody named Wade. Some kind of idea that Nunu has.
Oh boy. Let me guess what this idea entails.
It entails us calling.
Can I guess?
The UK.
See, I was going to say he worked for AT&T in the UK.
AT&T.
Am I right? Yeah.
Whatever. We'll get to the numbers.
ATA in the UK?
Yeah.
The American Telemarketers Society Association in the UK.
Hang on, stop the music. I want to make an announcement here. Evil already gave me these free headphones that were really good that he used for a long time, and they're just doing nothing but making my head itch.
Well, if Artie was been wearing them, so
God, they're cooties, nasty,
man.
Wow,
sounds like you got cooties.
Yeah, holy crap.
Oh God, I keep itching and itching.
Oh my God, your ears are red, dude.
Yeah, they are.
They're red.
They're fucking hot. They're nasty.
They're infected.
They don't breathe at all. Jesus, I'm trying to get the cable out of here.
Dude. Go to the store, get your stuff called red.
Look, man, spray all over them. His ears are beat red. Seriously.
I need red. Red. The tick stuff, milkman? The stuff you put on when you get crabs?
Yeah, for tick.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what you need, man.
Yeah. I remember your mom told me about that.
You never know. He could have been wearing a bacon bra and had that thing on, had all kinds of infections.
That's right. He does wear bacon bras, bacon thongs. Oh, shit. All right. Well, here we are. Moving along. Starting to feel a little weak. You know what I'm saying? Oh, here's my song.
Song?
Sunglasses back on. Took them off for a while. They're going to make a rap song with this beat. Come on. Alright, Country Store and Barbecue, let's do it.
Hey,
Big Rebecca, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I wanted to make an order, but there's a little situation here that occurred a little bit ago, and I want to get it rectified.
Okay.
All right. I don't know how high in the echelon you are over there. There's some kind of clique of nasty people over there who make little jokes when you order food. Is that what goes on in this place?
No, that's not what we're about.
Well, I put the remnant... Yeah, that'd be nice, because okay. I might say curse words, you know, I don't want to, you know, be nasty with you.
All right, here's Diana, she's the manager here.
Oh, man.
Hold on just a second, okay?
All right.
Yes, Diana, can I help you?
Hi, Big Diana, listen, I'm sorry if I'm going to curse, I might get upset and yell and curse, just want to let you know ahead of time, okay? That I have problems with control of my anger.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I put the leftovers inside the microwave, and I put them in for 5 minutes like the person told me to.
Uh-huh.
And it started smoking and firing when I was taking a shower. When I came out, the microwave is ruined now. It has black scorch marks.
Did you put it in with the styrofoam cups?
The person told me to put it in just like this, he said.
No, you can't put that in with a styrofoam cup or paper because paper will catch on fire in the microwave. You have to use microwave dishes in order to use in the microwave.
Hey, well, I don't understand why this. Your person told me to do something that's not supposed to be done. Why would they do that?
They tell you how to heat it up, but they don't tell you what kind of dishes and stuff to use on it.
And he said, just like this, put it in just like this, and said 5 minutes, and he did the okay sign. And so I did that. I put 500 start, and I went in to the shower. I took a shower. Next thing I know, I come out, fire alarm's going off.
You don't even put that in for 5 minutes, and they're not with the food. All you're doing is warming it up, right?
That's what I understand. Why did this person...
Was it Toji?
It's blonde guy, maybe? No, he wasn't blonde. The guy that takes the orders over there, you know what I'm talking about, kind of tall.
In the barbecue or the takeaway?
Barbecue, maybe. Well, it's barbecue.
One of the cutters or one of the cashiers?
I think it was one of the cutters, I guess. So the person that brings makes the food, They asked him.
Okay. Can I get your name?
This is Cross.
Who?
Cross.
Cross?
Right.
Okay, and your first name?
Valente Cross.
Huh?
Cross.
Cross is your first name?
Yeah, Lopez is my last name. Cross Lopez. Stick to that. That's right. And I just want to let you know that, you know, I don't like to give up because I'm a married man and you already have my name. Please don't call my house or my cell phone because I've got a problem with my wife where I cheat on her and she starts making assumptions. So I can't have women over here with my phone number. Absolutely not.
It won't be me that's calling you. It'll be our general manager that'll be calling you. It's a guy. It's not a girl.
Thank God it's a man.
Sir, do you have a problem with this? No, I'm just kidding with you.
What?
Okay, what's the telephone number?
You got a little upset there?
Not really. Oh. You won't be the first and won't be the last, but that's okay.
All right, well, take it easy. Well, remember, I told you at the beginning I was going to be cursing at you and stuff, so... So, well, basically, what I need to happen here is I need to get someone over here to need some whitewash on the wall and a new microwave, like a new Emerson microwave from Walmart. And they're not that expensive, maybe $50, but this has to get paid for over here.
Well, that's why I'm asking you for your telephone number, because I have to have my general manager call you.
Well, when the general manager calls, I mean, I just want agreements now. Like, I want to have this in place.
I can't do any of that right now. My general manager has to take care of it. We're not allowed to do something like that.
But your general manager should be able to bring in, you know, just bring it to my house, the microwave and a can of paint.
Okay, he has to be able to call you, because he has to talk to you and get information from you. Oh, if we can't get a number from you and call you or anything, then it's going to be kind of hard for us to get any information from you.
Okay, you ready?
You have a telephone number?
Yeah, hang on. That would be... That's right.
And what's the best time to call you?
24 hours a day. As long as... Put down... I need you to just write down that needs to be a man.
Okay.
Okay. And I want them to meet me... There's a Taco Bell around here, right?
They're not going to meet you anywhere, sir. They have to call you.
No, but I want them to meet me with the microwave.
They're not going to be able to meet you or take anything to you until they speak to you first.
But after I want you to write down that I want them to meet me at the Taco Bell.
Okay, when he calls you and speaks to you, then y'all can talk about that.
Okay.
I can't make any deals, and I can't tell you he's going to be there because he has to talk to you.
Maybe you can help me out for a little bit and just smooth this over, though.
Huh?
Can you put down that some... Can you put down
he
that there?
You.
Can you put down also this? What was your name?
Diana.
Hey, can you put down that some Diana? Can you do me a favor. Put down that there was a person there who was really rude to me. Also,
he was rude to you.
Yeah.
Okay. What time was a day did you come in?
Earlier today, maybe like an hour or so ago.
So you came in about 9 o'clock.
Yeah, about that. But I want you to put down this person was rude to me.
Well, we need to know more or less on the time that you came in, some time frame that you came in, so that way we can look it up on the DVR.
Okay, it was Diana was rude to me. Just put that down.
Okay.
Okay, that Diana was rude.
Do you know what time you came in the barbecue?
Hey, listen, I'm saying that you were being rude to me to write it down. Why are you just glossing over it?
Because
what's the matter with you?
Question. If you can't answer my questions, then I'm just going to hang up.
Well, four. Wow, hang up, man. Four. Jesus, God. Tired. We've had one good prank tonight, and all the other ones have been like... I do that all the time now. I got home today, and I turned off the car, and I left my window open, and I yelled really loud, four, really loud, and my neighbor was outside, and he heard me doing it. Looked at me like I was crazy.
You have to develop that as an actual tick.
I do it at work all the time.
You're gonna actually start doing that.
That reminds me. You remember what happened to me about 2 years ago, where I put the person on mute and went.
Yeah.
I didn't put him on mute. Well, it happened to me Saturday, and at work, but I went to put him on mute and went phew like that, you know, because I was frustrated with him. And I didn't put him on mute, and they heard me. And they're like, "Hello." It didn't get out of hand like the last time, but they're like, "Hello." I was like, "Oh, I just you know, I glossed it over, like you know, oh, so it was some weird noise." Yeah, but I keep doing that. Athena tells me to stop doing it because I'm gonna get in trouble for doing it one day.
He almost did right there.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
She was right. Crazy bitch was right. Hang on, I got an extra Merc open.
Merc.
I'm gonna close my extra MIRC Merc. Is that what you use Merc. On? What do you use on a Mac for IRC? Is it Merc?
I use what's it called? Fucking
MacErc.
XChat Aqua.
Ah, ooh, fancy.
Not really, because it's dead. Because it won't connect. Your chat room won't connect.
Ah, sorry, man.
I don't know why.
I'm sorry, buddy. So, how are you connecting now? On the website?
Website.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking here at, they're going to replay the Magic game? Why'd they do that? Anyway. Moving along, it's midnight sharp. I'm thinking it might be time to just burn through these numbers here and call it a night. Because we do nothing special here. It's been an off mood, but still doing my thing. Alright, Meyer Food Mart. Let's call them. Let's get out of here. Earn our paycheck. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com. Madhouse, Madhouse, Madhouse.
Enter the phone.
Enter the phone.
Who are you calling?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, they hung
who
up.
Are you calling?
I don't know. They hung up. Bastards.
Hello? Someone's there.
Yeah, I hear someone. It might be Milkman.
Hello?
Milkman's touching.
No, there's two things open. No, I just got him out.
He's plugging his butthole. Oh, that Milkman.
Oh, that silly old...
What's with the music? Any second now? There we go. Alright, moving right along. Next number of the night here. Who we got? We got a drive through. Really? This thing still exists. Alright, let's do it. Isn't there only like a handful of drive throughs left in America? Isn't it like 20 something now or something?
What do you mean? Drive through restaurants?
No, what? Movie theaters.
Drive ins.
Drive ins. Oh, so I'm confusing things then. Alright.
Yeah.
Well, I should confuse this call. Tell them that I went spending a movie. We had one here in Orlando for the longest. They used to say, oh, it's one of only 20 left in the country, and then Hurricane came through and destroyed the screen. That was it. Yeah, hi, is this the drive-thru?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I went there expecting a movie, and I got some stupid jerk over there talking to me, mess, and came out and rolled up his sleeves, said he was going to throw dirt in my car. What's that about?
I think you got the wrong place, sir.
Well, this is Urbina's drive-thru.
Yes, sir. We don't give movies out.
No, it's to watch a movie where you go through the drive-thru and you park and you watch a movie.
No, sir.
Well, I went there for that and the guy got rude with me. Who is that kid that's over there acting like that, like he owns the place?
I think you're calling the wrong place, sir. This is Urbina's drive-thru.
Didn't I just say, damn it, that that's the place I was calling? Do you remember that part? God damn it. I'm just in an ornery mood. That's all it is. I don't want to deal with it. I'm angry about the election. I'm just so angry and fed up. I'm going to move to Canada. Look, man. Tusk's going to stay down here.
Dude, let's go, man.
Go ahead, Milkman. Take it away.
Hello?
Hey, Tokini's going to hook us up. I want a large order delivered immediately.
Oh, they hung up. All right, let's call Wade Wallace. I don't know what to do. Milkman, you want to do a prank call? You haven't done a prank call in a coon's age. You always talk all nice to them.
Go ahead, dude. You're the expert, man. I'm going to be right here to back you up.
I just don't want to do pranks tonight. I think that's all. I don't want it. Where's Reclude?
Dude, you get me on there and you're about three 30 minutes behind up in.
Regular bail us out.
Georgia Power. Good point, Mikey. 129. He gets point. He's coming up with the obscure references. That was Georgia Power. From Georgia Power.
Hello. You've reached 5.
Aha.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Tuck, what's the dad's phone number? I just want to hear his voicemail.
Oh.
We're either on the phone or the internet is down.
I don't know where it is now. Shit. Hang on. Did I write it down here?
Noon is telling me to do the joke about the probably part-time queer, but I don't remember that at all. What's that about? What am I supposed to do? Hurry up. I got one number left.
Hang on. Let me put in your, clean your Google that starts with a J.
The J one. I can send you a message from in here.
I got you.
There you go.
This is Peter. Our phone is down or our internet is down.
This is a bunch of weird shit. Either the phone is down or the internet is down. Or...
That's classic.
He just sounds so upset about the whole thing. I'm so angry you could not call me.
I haven't been around all day. He usually calls me up just once a day.
I used to call Milkman like that.
Just randomly.
Yeah. That was
a- bitching about your homework. That's what he's up to call. He calls me now. He's bitching about his homework. Like, I give a fuck about his fucking homework.
It's electronics. No. Hello?
We're not home right now. Or the internet's down. Or we're on another call. So leave your message. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. Press
it. Feel better?
Or stop talking to end the recording.
Hey, Dad, how many followers you got?
You didn't call me the you asshole.
You did. That's the last thing you heard. What the hell was that? You heard my Scooby-Doo laugh there? What was that? Wow. Alright, so... Nunu says... Do the prank part-time, probably part-time queer. The video clip with those old people I sent you, we talked about it yesterday.
His line's still on.
He expect you to remember that long?
I know, right?
His phone never hung up.
I hung it up now. Yeah. Well, you can see that. That's pretty cool. Awesome.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
I got one number left. Adrian Dale Booty.
That booty.
All right. I got to try to find Nunu. Send me a link to the Yahoo. I'll just play it. The Yahoo. The YouTube.
It's no
video.
Beauty like the booty.
Send me a link to that YouTube video so I can watch it here, because I don't remember it at all. Sorry, just forgot it, lost it. Gonna play a song here, we'll come back, probably do one or two more prank calls, and we leave. Looks like a queer, sounds like a queer.
Oh, you like the booty.
Alright, I'll just do it, and we're out of here. Last call of the night right here, I'm calling it. Adrian Dale Booty.
Don't sound beauty, like the booty. Don't.
Hello.
Is this Adrian Booty?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's an interesting name.
There's no booty like the booty.
Who are you, buddy?
I'm Cross. And I'm just curious because, I mean, the name sounds queer. It must be queer, right?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where you live, in Venom?
Uh-huh.
How old are you?
28.
You're top or bottom?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. I'm versatile.
I am, too.
That's good. Where would we go with this? What do you get into? You like pain?
No, I don't like pain.
Okay. What about fisting?
Huh?
Anal fisting?
I didn't understand you.
Anal fisting. You like that?
A little bit.
Okay.
What do you like?
I want you to bend over and keep and act like you're stuttering. You know, like going, I like that.
Stick your big dick up my ass.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna fist you.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna punch you really hard in the ass.
Hold on a minute.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna punch you in the face and ass.
Why are you gonna punch me in the face, baby?
The face and ass, cause I want to make you look pretty, like a pretty girl.
I'm too old for you anyway.
Oh, that's fine. I dig old man. That's cool.
Where do you live in Denham?
I live on Chestnut, 12 Chestnut.
I don't know where that is, really.
I don't know. You want to meet at the Taco Bell?
When?
How soon can you be there? You got to take a shower?
No, I can't do it tonight.
No, do it tonight. Come on. Please.
I can't, baby.
I'll give you drugs.
I don't need any drugs.
You like drugs? You have marijuana?
No.
You don't smoke drugs?
Nope.
You like cash, money, jewelry?
Well, I'll take some cash money.
All right. I'll give you some cash money then.
How did you get my number?
It was on the forums, the gay forums.
Gay.com?
Yep.
What's your name, baby?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah, Big Cross.
What's your first name?
Just Cross. My name's Cross. People call me Cross.
You sound like you're a sweet guy.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm actually a little salty.
Huh?
I'm actually a little salty.
Why are you salty, baby?
Because I sweat. Would you wear a sweatsuit? You wear a sweatsuit for me.
How tall are you?
About 6'1".
I'm 6'2".
Fuck yeah! How big's them cocks?
I got about, when it gets hard, it's thick, 6 inches.
I like to, you know, you like a good kick in the balls?
Do you like to kick my balls?
You can kick me in the balls, and then I've got a Ford Explorer.
Got a what?
A Ford Explorer that I drive.
Oh, okay.
And then, I have this fantasy where I'll be in the back seat, you'll be driving the Ford Explorer.
And what are you going to be doing in the back seat? Jacking off?
Yeah, and then we'll get to the Taco Bell. And then we'll see a man there, and you'll call him over and ask for directions.
Directions to where?
Nah, to the post office or something. And then I'm going to come out of the side door of the van, and I'm going to grab him and pull him inside the van, and then we drive off.
And what we're going to do with him?
Well, fuck him. And then we'll go in the van, and we'll put gasoline on the van and light it on fire while we're driving it.
No, I don't get into all that, man.
No, it's just a fantasy. It's just for fun. You would never try nothing like that? Like, you know?
No.
Oh. Do you have any Halloween candy?
No. Oh. Not a bit.
Any candy corn? You like some of that candy corn?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's cool. You like salad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What are you doing now?
Playing on my dick.
Oh, man, yeah? Why don't you slap it on the phone?
Oh, baby. Oh. I'm gonna put it down there.
Hey, go to the bathroom. Oh. probably.
What the fuck? I have a bad cough.
Hey, go to the bathroom. Sit on the toilet.
Why?
Yes, I want you to go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet, and jack off.
I'm jacking off right now, baby.
Well, sit on the toilet.
Why?
Because I like it.
I want you to come suck my dick.
Sit on the toilet first, and then I'll come. Are you sitting in it yet or not?
Yes.
Prove it. Flush the toilet. Let me hear it.
No, I'm not in there. I'm laying in my bed.
Well, I thought, wait a minute. Now you're lying to me.
I did.
Go to the toilet right now.
I just don't want to get up.
Get up.
Motherfucker, I don't want
to
get up.
You fucking asshole. Get up and go to the toilet right now.
You bitch, come suck my goddamn dick.
I will, as long as you go to the toilet right now. I promise, I will.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will. Promise. I swear.
No, you won't.
I swear in the Bible.
Because you don't know where I live.
You give me the address later. Go to the toilet, man.
Where do I live?
I'll get the address from you later. Go to the toilet.
This phone won't reach that far.
Just go there anyway.
And do what?
And take a shit.
I just shit a few minutes ago.
Well, we'll keep pushing like you're gonna, you know.
You live by yourself?
Yep.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York originally.
What are you doing down here, man?
I'm a contractor. I'm a safety inspector.
You ought to see a lot of dick doing that, huh?
No, not really. You'd be surprised. Did you go to the toilet yet?
Yeah.
All right. I'll flush the toilet. Let me hear you flush it.
I can't.
Because you're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
Hey, bitch, I'm not a fucking liar.
You're a fucking lying piece of shit. What are you, in a wheelchair? Is that the problem?
I'm lying down.
No, you're in a wheelchair. You're in a wheelchair, and you can't even get out of the wheelchair. A minute.
Oh, yes, I can, too.
Well, get out, then. If you can do it, why don't you do it?
Wait till I go to therapy tomorrow. See those hot guys.
Yeah? They're going to touch you?
Huh?
They're going to touch you?
They have.
Milkman, take over.
Huh?
I'm going to put my boyfriend online. Milkman. They call him the Milkman. Okay. He has a lot of milk. Milkman.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, baby?
Oh, yeah, you sounding really hot tonight.
I am hot.
Are you a power bottom, are you?
I'm versatile. I go either way.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, flipping out.
Yeah. Now, where are you from?
How old are you, girlfriend?
Huh?
How old are you, girlfriend?
How old am I?
Yeah.
68.
68? Oh, hell, so you know how to do it right.
Yep.
Go, girlfriend. Well, me and my boy, we're going to have to come over and meet with you. Can you go to the bathroom there and do a cock-off for me? We'd like to listen.
My phone won't reach in there.
Oh, well, I'll do a real big loud one so we can hear it, because that makes my boy so hot.
Makes him hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clark loves that.
Is that bitch good looking?
Oh, hell, he makes your mouth water. He makes my eyes water when I look at it, because I'm just crying so happy.
I look like a young Chris Farley.
Uh-oh.
Like that?
I like that.
All right.
This boy's got some moves on. You gotta see him shake, and he busts that jacket like the house. Oh my God, I just melt.
What's he doing now?
I'm just sitting here getting ready for you to go to the bathroom. We want to hear you go cocky, because my boy will get hot. We need to get him started up so we can meet up with you.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta go and use the shitter real quick.
Come on, baby, let's get it going.
Look, sir, we just want you to take a shit on the phone, okay? Can't you do that for us?
Hold on.
Are you dying?
You got a terrible cough.
You got a tobacco cough?
Nope.
You do some jumping jacks?
Yeah.
All right, do them.
No.
Why not? We like that.
I want to.
The milkman likes that. He likes to watch men do jumping jacks naked.
I want you bitches to come suck my dick.
Oh, we're going to go there. We're going to put you in the van.
You don't know where I live.
Well, you're going to give us the address, and we're going to put you in a van.
Of course he's got kids.
Huh?
We're going to put you in a van.
Why you going to do that to me, baby?
Well, you know, milkman. You like the van, right? You like doing stuff in the van.
Yeah.
Woo, girlfriend, that's what I'm talking about. Now we get rolling around that van there.
You're on Lakeshore, right? We know where you are.
Yeah.
That's where we know where you live. We're coming in a van.
Come on, baby.
Pervert van.
We'll make a copy.
All right, are you going to be serious or not? I'm going to hang up the phone if you're not serious. Tell me the truth now.
When are you coming?
In a few minutes, but you got to, you know, you got to promise that you're going to go in the toilet.
I will.
All right, you're going to shit for us?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going to eat it out of the bowl? Like a dog?
I'm going to do what?
We're going to make you eat it out of the bowl like a dog.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to, I'm going to punch you in the ass and face.
No, I don't think so.
I'm going to punch you and kick you.
Nope.
Yeah, I am. Then we're going to... Do you have a TV?
Yeah.
Not that.
How big was it? Flat screen or a regular TV?
I got one flat screen and one larger regular TV.
All right, we're going to take them both and put it in the van and take it with us also. It's just a fantasy we have. We're going to do it tonight. We're going to take your TV, and you're going to shit in the toilet bowl and eat it.
No, I'm not going to do that, baby.
Huh?
I'm not going to eat my shit.
Oh, well, we'll take your TV then.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
My dogs eat you up.
Oh, you got dogs there.
Yeah.
You ever masturbate the dogs?
Dog? Oh, my God.
Huh?
You ever masturbate the dogs?
Nope.
Well, they might want it, you know. You got to ask them. Ask them real
one
nice.
Them, I jacked
so
off
hot.
On one of them.
You jacked off on one of your dogs?
And he licks my dick.
Oh, he likes it?
Woo-hoo! He loves it.
Wow. How often do you do that?
Hey, baby, Todd just got here. He loves that stuff. I'm going to put Tuggy on, okay?
Put who on?
Big Tug.
Alright.
I like the meat.
Huh?
I like meat.
I got plenty of meat, baby.
I like to burn the meat all over my body.
You like to fuck?
I like the meat.
You like to suck that meat?
No, all the my body.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
Listen, man, you want to see pictures of us?
I do.
All right, you got a computer?
Yeah.
Or go on it right now. I'll tell you where.
Hold on, okay?
All right, baby.
There's no beauty like the booty.
Hang on. What's funny?
Huh?
What's so funny?
I'm getting too hot.
Let me go get on my computer.
All right, big guy.
Oh,
all right,
baby.
What's the plan? We're going to send him to the chat room. I'm going to send him to the chat room.
Bring it on in, big boy.
It's probably the last call tonight. I can confirm that, as a matter of fact.
Come on.
What's his real name? Was Floyd?
If this one wins, that is.
How long do you think it's going to take his computer to start up?
10 minutes?
Oh.
He's going to just have a G3 from 1999.
Got a lot of gay pop-ups. Gay porn pop-ups.
Yeah.
He's got a Pentium 2. He's got dialers on there, Milkman.
It's got Windows 95 on it.
Gay porn pop-ups. Send him to Meat Spin. Maybe he hasn't seen that. We should help him out with Meat Spin.
Meat.
Tub Girl. Send the Tub Girl to Meat Spin.
Okay, bitch, what am I supposed to do?
All right, you want to go to tubgirl.com.
Tubgirl.com?
Tub. T-U-B.
Okay, hold
on. Like bath. Remember how we said we like it in the bathroom?
Yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
TUBGirl.com. Alright. Then what?
And it should take you to the site.
Huh?
What does that show you?
It's got Tub Girl, all about Tub Girl, on site.
Does it show the Tub Girl or not?
No, it doesn't.
Because when does it not show the Tub Girl?
I have no idea.
Did you not spell it right?
T-U-B?
Yeah, girl.
G-I-R-L?
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah, and what happened? Nothing?
Nothing.
Go to meatspin.com. What you got? Internet? What Explorer? You got Internet 5? What do you got? Which Blue E you got? Which one?
What have I got?
Yeah.
Gives a bunch of toys.
Oh, God. I'm not even talking about that, but okay. Seriously, I can't get you to tubgirl.com. Is that working for you? All right, try this. You ready? Hello? Old man?
Meat.
Meat man. Sir? Where'd he go? Hello, sir?
Where's the patient?
Hang on, my Skype's frozen now. Is it lemonparty.com? Nunu, is that what it is? Tell me. I'll call him back, send him to Lemon Party, don't worry. Tub Girl would have been great. Tub Girl's gone? .org? It's tubgirl.org, no wonder. My Skype's frozen. Ice water veins got guilt free over King spilled milk. Shit. What a shame. Raining on your I can't do anything. Everything's frozen. Maybe it's because I went to Tub Girl. Like bad for the hound you. 2 in the AM. A number I will play them. Make you cry when I say them. Must be the violin. Ain't trying to tell you what to do. Talk, Milkman, you still there? But who's taking care of you? Now, baby doll. The type to make men drink, wash it away, let your shiny brass tack sink. Your broken skin, lost consciousness. Your room dim-litted, torn with boys who act dim-witted. School day crush, got puppy love hush. You got a way with words, you talk too much. I'm just playing. It was Tub Girl. Yeah, I don't know. I know I went to the site once. That was it. Yeah, it's tubgirl.ca. Nice. Sexy. Perfect gentleman. He goes unarmed and harmless. Brought you flowers. You act like this as good as it gets. Take off that dress. A sweet caress. The rest is too explicit. I'm saying.
Hello.
All right, got you back. I don't know. My Skype just all froze. So let me get Milk.
Yeah, that Tub Girl wasn't coming up either on my end, so I don't know.
RBCP knows because he's into that stuff. He said it's.
Well, RBCP, tell us where to go. I mean, come
dot
on.
CA, dot ca. Like caca.
Dot UK dot co or something like that.
/biz.
Dot EU. Are you?
Hey.
All right, we got you back. We had a
freeze. Hi, girlfriend.
We had a freeze down there. All right, let's try to call the queer guy back. See if we can get him over to
okay.
The right he's side. Gone. Yeah, I know, he's gone.
He ain't gone. He knows.
This will be the last call of the night. See if we get into Mad Life Life chat. That's busy? Cool. The phone's busy. I was on his dial-up now.
Yes.
It's busy. Shit. Yeah, it's ringing busy. Oh, well. Never mind. Close, but once again, no surprise.
Save that number for next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely save that one there.
All right. RBCB goes to the directness computer full of sexy pictures. Go to... There's tons of sites out there. Anyway, Milkman, take us out of here, bro. We're done. That's it.
Yes, sir. That's right. One more full installment of the crazy stylings right here in the Madhouse. I'd like to thank all our friends over here at 98.6 The Mouth for joining in. Our number is Hitman. What will we do without him? The number one man with the gun, the finger on the pulse of the numbers out there. All our fun people out there. Thank you so much, Lonesome Loser. Sir Nunu, that's right. Our representative out of the UK, Tourette Syndrome Man. We love you. RBCP, thank you so much for having us around. Mr. Tug, TuggerMike.com. That's right, our good buddy Tug. Thank you so much. Jilly Beans, welcome back. And once again, Mikey129 with the gold star, MST3 Clay. Sean Norcal, also gold star tonight. Very good. Thank you for having us and coming along.
I'm in the description on the Google search. Good thing I didn't go to it.
Costique, Grishnav, Pure Evil Wasted. Thank you so much for joining us right here at 98.6 The Mouth. We love you all. Every week we provide the most interactive show that you can reach right here on the internet of calling, comedy, technology, talk, bullshit, and fun. All we do is we ask that you give us the time because we're going to drop the dime. We just bring your friends, bring your enemies, better yet, and we'll all have some fun. We love to have you. Also, don't forget to check out our podcast and our Facebook sites. But nonetheless, how can we do it without our fearless leader of the militia, of the Madhouse, El Generalissimo himself, the man with the funky hat and the funky chimes, Carlito Hermanito. Thank you, my brother. We love you, man. Over to you, big guy.
Thank you, Big Milkman.
Are you playing Funky Chimes for MST3 Clay?
Oh, yeah. That's the new outro. I guess play no matter what, baby. Don't worry, my boy. We'll get to it. All right, everybody, just extend a personal...
I can't hear the music, so I'm asking.
Yeah, that's true. I want to extend a personal thanks to Milkman, Tuck, TuckerMike.com is the site, as Milkman said already. Lonesome Loser, thank you, Nunu, for sending in numbers. Brendan sent in some numbers. Everyone has sent in numbers. All you fuckers. All right, we'll be back next week, next Wednesday. I'm going to aim for same time, same bat time. Same bat channel, and we'll be back, and we'll do pranks, hopefully of a different caliber. Not necessarily. Nothing has to be a better caliber, but just a different caliber. Alright. Thank you, everybody. MadHouseTime.com was the site. CactiRadio.org.com. Oh, fuck. I keep messing up my top-level domains.
Local domain.
TLD. Look it up. Google it.
Okay, TLD. Couple of domains.
Fart in the microphone before we go. That's a good one.
Top level domain.
Alright, go get coffee now.
God damn it, I forgot to record the video. Fuck!
Did you really?
Yep.
to gone forever.
Erased from existence.
Uh-oh. There's a saw,
you know, we just came through to check y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, to show some love. I'm saying, us niggas don't know how long we gonna be here, feel me? So enjoy this shit and enjoy yourselves. And then we out of here. Sit me.